run a little while and get good and warm. But I think my next run will be down into this part of the country. I've got a lead on this area, and I have a reference to himself. And then Stigler, yeah, I think I'll probably hit that. I think I'll probably also get into Stillwell. And then down here, I don't know whether to go to, I'll probably just go to Stigler. Stillwell, where's the other one? Southside?
I just wondered if you had any partiality to this section of the state.
No, I was just watching the harvest and I thought it should be over in there, so I got down there. This, I worked out these five last week. I started out last Tuesday and got back Monday night. Had a good week, five interviews, it's very good.
Completed?
Completed. And I covered about 1,000 miles. I got the panhandle done in 1 week last summer, but it's a little more than I care to do again. But these have been quite slow.
You've got a big project, and I might say you're very ambitious here in that. That's quite an undertaking.
Well, it's limited. And then I meet a lot of nice people, too. It's fun as I go along. The hard thing, though, is finding a good informant. That's the hardest part. The interview's a snap. Because once it starts, in the past, it's always been one of those...
Well, what makes a good informant or a bad informant?
A person who talks like everybody else. That is,
you mean signing a representation?
Yeah. That is, not like everybody else, because no two people, of course, will talk the same.
Well, what he means when these invisible microphones, but everybody's going to be more or less...
I thought of that, but of course that's not fair either. I got this machine going now, as you know, but there are no tricks, no gimmicks. And I thought of the business of carrying a battery recorder and catching conversation, but for something this extended, that's not fair either.
Well, they'd have you in the county jail quick for making recordings unknown to them.
Yeah.
Unknown to the subject.
But no,
I wish that I could do it in tax interviews. Because occasionally a client will leave and I'll scratch my head and try to think, did he say this or did he say it that way?
Mm-hmm.
Was the inference toward this or toward that?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can write your fingers off, but then a lot of times you want to call it back.
Yeah.
But we've never gone into it.
Now we got one thing that I'm going to write down now. You said torque. And that's one of the words that I want to get. Pronunciation. That occurs over about here someplace.
Yeah.
So I'll write things down as we go along so I can put them in. The damnable thing about these tapes, it was a source of annoyance to me, is that to find anything out, you've got to sit down and listen to every second that you put on. Baffling.
Well, don't you have marks on your tape that you can make notes of?
Yes, I note footage.
I see.
This was 27. Mm-hmm. Now, when I take this off the tape, I'll take it off in phonetic script.
Oh, now look out.
Well, for instance, you said look out. That would appear like this. Out, as I would say it, or out, as you would say it.
Well, that's amazing.
And this is pretty important, because in parts of the state, people say out, as you did. In other ones, they'll say out, or out. And the question is this regional, or is it something that's...